Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello once again. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. Folks, I'm your host, John Ray, and we are coming to you virtually. We're not back in our normal haunt inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta, but we're looking forward to getting back there sometime soon. But in the meantime, if you need a more personal experience for your family or for your business, check out the folks at Renaissance. They are terrific. We know that personally from some of the work we've seen with clients that we have, and they'll be happy to help you and give you a more personal experience than your mega bank that you're not real happy with. So go to renaissancebank.com, find your nearest office. They've got 200 around the South ready to serve you, and make an appointment and go see them. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I welcome Annette Fields. And Annette is the executive director of Vineyard Johns Creek. Annette, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So tell us a little bit about Vineyard Johns Creek. How are you serving the market out there?
Vineyard Johns Creek is a new assisted living and memory care community. We are currently just under construction, but just to tell you a little bit more about Vineyard first, it's a new senior living company, and our Vineyard name is not about the wine, but more about the vine from which it grows, because the older vines typically create better wine. So a large part of what allows that is the curation and the care the vine receives. So at Vineyard, that's kind of where we're at. We ask, what care does a resident need or want in order for us to nurture them and help them yield the most fruitful outcome, no matter what age they are. But Vineyard is, we're going to be at the corner of Parsons and Medlock Bridge. We're scheduled to open next year. And our community will have 112 apartments, 77 assisted living and 35 memory care. So we're very excited about that. And in the meantime, we're getting to know the Johns Creek and surrounding community, what resources are out there, because one of our goals is to become a resource in the community.
Sure, sure. So you talked a little bit about Vineyard, but say more about the company itself, and then maybe we can get into this facility. I mean, Vineyard, there are lots of senior care companies out there. Why Vineyard?
Why Vineyard? Vineyard is, our mission is to grow purposeful communities that make a positive impact on both people and our planet. And having a sense of purpose and connection are two very important things to not only help you live a longer life, but a better quality life. And you'll hear those two words, purpose and connection, quite a bit when we talk about Vineyard. In a lot of ways, we're just like all the other communities out there. We've got beautiful spaces, wonderful amenities, but we feel like Vineyard is different because of our focus and our culture. Our tagline is life your way. And what that means is that we conform to our residents' preferences rather than the other way around. Because I think a lot of seniors feel like when they move into a community, they're going to have to totally change their routine and, you know, make all these changes in their life. We don't want that to happen. So as many things as we can conform to our residents, we will definitely do that. We want them to continue with the positive routines in their life. So how we do that is we get to know each of our residents at a deeper level, and we learn what's most important to them, their history, their background, their dreams, their family, and all of this helps us to engage them in activities and programs that will be more meaningful to them. Another way that we're different is technology. That's a very big part of life at Vineyard. And during COVID and the social isolation that's resulted from it, technology has definitely become of increased importance, especially in senior living. So I'm happy to announce that Vineyard has always planned to offer the latest in technology. That includes a telehealth room where we can provide remote medical support and communication between a resident and their medical health provider. We also have Vineyard Connect technology, which brings together many different technologies into a single easy-to-use system. That includes smart home elements such as that optimize safety, such as smart thermostats, lighting and motion sensors. And I think the most important example, at least for me, of this, how this works, is that if a resident were to get up in, during the night and need to go to the restroom or anything else, go get a drink, either by a remote control or if there's a mattress pad underneath their mattress, it senses their movement and it will automatically, before they get out of bed, turn that bathroom light on just slightly so that they can safely see and go to the restroom, but it won't be bright, bright lights that's going to totally wake them up and they can't go back to sleep. Each assisted living resident is going to receive a user-friendly one-touch tablet, which gives them access to the calendar for the day, the menu for the day, if they need to sign up for any upcoming events. But also, their families are able to download an app and they can share messages and photographs. And that our goal is that the residents become more engaged and still have that connection to the family and friends, which again, right now is so important with all the social isolation. And there's also voice activation with Amazon's Alexa. So that's a couple of different ways I think we're different. And then also cuisine, any place you live, it's all about food. That's three meals a day, you're constantly eating. So cuisine your way is another way that we kind of conform to our residents. We believe that dining should be an experience with a focus on every detail. And we approach dining from a hospitality mindset where the residents can choose from fresh ingredients and chef-prepared meals that are just as delicious as they are nutritious. And rather than a dining room where you have a 1 to 2 hour window for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we have our Saver restaurant, which will actually be open all day long. So if they like to get up early or go or sleep late, they can still have a freshly prepared meal. And it's not been sitting in a styrofoam box for an hour, waiting for them to get up.
Sure.
And we also have an open interactive kitchen. So if you have a resident who has a special cookie recipe that they like to share with everybody, or a special recipe, they can do that. So they don't have to give up that part of it either. And then also, again, the providing the right level of care, that's at the heart of what we do. So whether they need a lot of help, a lot of freedom, or kind of somewhere in between, that's what we want to do and offer each resident the independence that they can. And then our community is built to change as the residents' needs do. So because we're all about adding life to your years, not just years to your life.
Folks, we're here with Annette Fields, and she's the executive director of Vineyard Johns Creek. So you're not open yet. You'll be open. We're doing this show here in August 2020. You'll be open sometime in 2021. And so you don't have a facility to show folks, but then the facilities that are open can't really bring people in anyway, right? So for COVID, let me ask you, so how do you walk people through what you've got planned? And because that's a special issue a lot of businesses have, right? Before you open. So talk about that.
We actually have an information center that has just opened, and we're still kind of adding to that. But we actually, it's not going to be exactly like our apartments. The measurements may be slightly different, but we actually do have a mock model apartments so they can see what are the cabinets going to look like, what is the countertops going to look like in the kitchen. So we have that available. And then we'll also have a couple of different TVs that will have, you know, videos and virtual things, show the pictures of our amenities. We're going to have some great amenities like a library, a fitness room, a therapy room, a lounge, and a movie theater. So we'll have some photos of what our renderings are of those. And if they still, you know, if they still not quite sure they want to be in person, we can schedule some virtual tours for them. So we're going to kind of, again, conform to what they feel the most comfortable with. If they do would like to come to the information center, we are asking that people schedule it so just so we can make sure that we can social distance. And then also we have, you know, we can provide masks and hand sanitizer, and anyone who comes in, we're taking their temperature. And then we also have a sprayer that an industrial sprayer that we disinfect the office daily at the end of every day. We disinfect. And if we need to disinfect certain areas in between visitors, we also do that.
Annette, I guess talk a little bit. I'm interested in always interested in folks' journeys. I mean, you've obviously been around in this industry for some time. I mean, talk about your passion, obvious passion for working with seniors, and what motivates you.
Even since I was young, wanted to help others. My past life or my previous life was in social services. I worked more then with adolescents at an adolescent psychiatric hospital. And then also at Cobb Family and Children's Services, I did work with foster children. Was a stay-at-home mom for many years and kind of got into senior living, you know, in a different way. But my parents were older, so I kind of feel like that's part of the passion for working with seniors too. And I'm not so young myself anymore, so making sure that I'm taking care of others, so I'll be taken care of. But I've been in senior living for the past 10 years. Seven of that has been as executive director. I'm a certified assisted living director, and I've just recently became certified in Alzheimer's disease and dementia care training. So I'm basically got trained as the trainer. So I'll be able to train my RN staff and then others in the community too. But yes, this is, you know, I want to also help not only the seniors, but one of my goals is also the employees, you know, and a lot of people kind of get shocked when I say, and that Vineyard also, it's also their philosophy that the staff comes first. It's because if we don't have happy staff who enjoy coming to work, then they're not going to take care as kid, but we want them to provide the best care for the residents. So the happier our staff are, the better they're going to take care of the residents. So that's one of our goals too, is to not only make it a better place and help the residents lead a better life, but also our staff.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a, you know, moving into assisted living can be traumatic, and, you want to minimize the change you can minimize, right? And one of those areas is in staff. And it seems like you're putting your finger on that.
A lot of things that I'm looking at doing is, you know, all of our staff were regulated by the state. So there's required training. But also beyond that, I want to have training, or at least access to training, on things that will just make the staff successful as an individual, you know, so time management, financial management, you know, self-care. A lot of times when you're in the business where you're always caring for others, you forget to take care of yourself. So also to, you know, help them find ways to take better care of themselves. Not only what are the dreams of our residents, but what are the goals and dreams of our staff, and how we, even if it has nothing to do with their employment with us, how can we help them get there or set them up for that success?
Folks, we're sitting here chatting with Annette Fields, Executive Director of Vineyard Johns Creek. So, Annette, for those that are thinking ahead, maybe want to have a conversation with you and talk to a number of assisted living facilities for their mom, dad, whoever they're caring for, what are some of the questions that you think are good questions for them to ask that maybe you don't get asked?
I think a lot of that is that question of what makes you different, mm-hmm. why here. A lot of the things too is I don't see the different. There's so many assisted living and senior living communities out there. I would say for the most part, they're all excellent ones, but we're just different. So it's not so much finding the one that has the best care, but the one that most fits your needs. You know, everybody's got different preferences. So do you want that big fancy one with all the fancy stuff, or you know, comfort level? Sure. I think just finding the one that fits your personality is a big thing. But also, like you said, preparing for it. You know, are you going to have to sell your house? How are you going to pay for it? Because senior living is private pay in Georgia. So there's, you know, but there are certain ways that, you know, you can set up your finances for that. In fact, we've got one of the resources we have coming up is on Friday, August 28th, we've got a webinar that people can sign up for called What Next? Planning for Your Future. And we've got experts with Brandon Napier Law and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services that will help answer some of those questions. And then we also, when we meet with prospects, we have like a planner, which has several different questions and a place to write notes to. Those are the questions to provide, to take with you to, but, you know, so you're kind of comparing apples to apples.
Sure.
Asking all the same questions. And my biggest thing that I've always said is a lot of communities will say they are age in place.
Mm-hmm.
I always recommend that when someone is touring or talking to them, they ask, at what point would I have to, would I no longer be able to stay there? Because all assisted living are under the same regulations by the state of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there is some, you know, times where they're not allowed to keep a resident even if they wanted to. So just asking those questions and being clear on, you know, do they have a skilled nursing section to their community? Sometimes you do have those continuum care retirement communities, but just make sure you ask more questions about that.
Sure. Makes sense. Well, Annette, this has been great. It's been great to have you on and hear about what's coming. And I'm sure that there are folks that need to plan ahead and think about what's coming down the pike for their loved ones. So let's get the most important information, which is how they can be in touch with you.
So you can be in touch. Our main number to the information center is 770-421-1302. Our sales director, Jennifer Green, you can contact her at 678-570-8715 or myself at 404-754-6994. Our website is vineyardjohnscreek.com. And then you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We also have, besides the one webinar that I mentioned, there's Senior Provisions is having a virtual tour of homes, which they've never done before. So adjusting to the new normal. So you can get a private virtual tour of select senior living communities in the area. And they'll have some giveaways and much more. So I would register for that at seniorprovisions.com. And then we will be hosting a Becoming Dementia Friendly webinar by Dementia Spotlight Foundation on Wednesday, September 23rd. And then this is another important one that I'll have a lot of information on Wednesday, September 30th, Medicare 101 with Bonnie Dobbs. And you should be able to find all the information about those on our website and our Facebook page. So just look for that information. But until we open and even after we open, we want to provide a lot of resources for everyone.
Annette, that sounds great. Annette Fields, she is the executive director of Vineyard Johns Creek. Annette, thanks so much for being with us.
John, thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Folks, if you need help that involve headaches from administrative tasks, bookkeeping, maybe you need a workshop planned. Well, I've got the place where you can get the aspirin for those headaches. It involves picking up the phone and calling Essie Escobedo. She's the chief executive angel over at Office Angels. She's at 770-442-9246. And she's got angels that work remotely and have since her firm started 18 years ago. So they know how to work in this pandemic environment. And she picks the right one, sends them in. They do the work on an ongoing or as needed basis and fly right back out. So give Essie a call again, 770-442-9246. Explain your problem and she'll be glad to help you. You can also go to officeangels.us for more information. And folks, just a quick reminder that you can go find this show on all the major podcast apps. Just search for North Fulton Business Radio and you'll find us. And we would love it if you would rate us and review us, because that helps others find the show that might be interested in connecting with great business leaders like Annette and others that we have featured on the show over these past few years. We're also on social media, of course. You can connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Annette Fields, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.